In the 1615-1616 season, Jordaens obtained his registration as master craftsman in the Ligeren, the ledger, of the Guild of St. Luke. He got the qualification of water painter after an apprenticeship of 7 years.
What did I look like in real life? Like most painters at the time, I portrayed myself, just like a selfie today. Sometimes we stood as a model for a team. As for me, I often painted myself together with my family. If you have some spare time, visit the Royal Museum of Fine Arts, where a painting of a bagpipe player hangs in a room 10 on the second floor. The round face and furrowed features of the player should convince you that it is the same man who is standing here as a statue. By the way, the musical instrument I play in the painting also tells you that I am fond of illustrating the life of the common people. I must admit that me and my studio often repeated popular themes. This sometimes generated disputes. For instance, in 1648, I had to certify in front of a notary that 5 works painted 2 years earlier were indeed made by me. But I also had to confess that all 5 of them showed exactly the same subject. It is as the elders sing. And that they were copies from the original painting I made in 1638. Let's return to here and now. On the plaque at the base of my statue, you'll read that it once was located on the same square as the statue of Antoine van Dyck. It reminds me of our younger years, when both of us were apprentices of the great master Pietro Paolo Rubens. Later, just as what happened to our artistic careers, each statue went its own way. Anthony followed our master's advice and went to Italy to perfect himself. Later on, he often traveled to England. I, myself, stayed in Antwerp. My travels were more business-oriented. For instance, to collect work orders in the Republic of the United Seven Provinces. Did you notice that the sculptor Jules Péché has depicted me with my left hand resting on a book? It is the Bible. It is for Protestants, even more so than for Catholics, the only authoritative reference for their religious life. It is true. I married my dearest Catherine van Noort in the Catholic Cathedral of Our Lady on May 15, 1616. But later on, I was more and more attracted by the ideas of the Reformation. In the 1650s, my sympathy for Protestantism resulted in a fine of more than £200 for scandalous writings. This is a hefty sum, estimated at the equivalent of €100,000 today. About 20 years later, in 1671, our family was accepted as member of the strict Calvinist congregation named the Mount of Olives in Brabant. As this community was not allowed to worship in public, I made our spacious house available to celebrate the Lord's Supper around Christmas and Easter. As a consequence, I do not want to be buried in a Roman Catholic church. I would prefer my body to be taken to Putten, just across the border in the Netherlands. And if one chooses to erect a memorial for me, let it be located there. As a matter of fact, That is exactly what they did on the Antwerpse straat near house number 32.